Oh, tonight Jesus is speaking to your heart. He's calling all of us to come, to know him, and to experience the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. And I just feel impressed tonight that we should pray for those that have needs in their own bodies or needs for someone else. And you want to come, and I'm going to ask Pastor Philip to pray with me as we're going to anoint you with oil tonight, that God will just come to you and meet you, and God will just answer the prayer of your heart. But once again, let us come knowing that it is not predicated on you or me. It is not predicated on our works. But it is all on the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood is flowing. That blood is here tonight. That blood is here to minister to your need. And so I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet, if you would, please. Everyone standing. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have a special need tonight and you want special prayer, I'm asking you to come and just stand here in the front that we can anoint you with oil and pray for you. Will you come? Will you come? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord, we come on the merits of the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, he paid the price, Lord. He paid the price, Father, for our healing. And now, Lord, we claim it for our brother. We claim it for our brother, Lord, that every need, Lord, that he has brought before you will be met by the authority of Jesus Christ. Lord, that he would be made whole and these needs would be met, Lord, and that you would receive the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the mercy of God, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit that's present right now would come into this body and heal him, restore him, and make him every whit whole. Lord, we receive healing. We receive healing by your word, O God, and by the blood of Jesus Christ. For by your stripes we were healed, and we claim it for our brother in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, once again, Father in heaven, we pray that you would be merciful. Lord Jesus, let your love fill this life. And Holy Spirit, we ask right now that your power would be demonstrated and be manifested in this life right now from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord. Let her be healed and made whole by the authority of Jesus Christ. Father, come to her, restore her, and make her everyone whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood, Lord. We thank you for the blood, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the ability that we have to come into your presence. And Lord, we know that you hear us when we pray. And I ask right now for the need, O Lord, that's represented in this life, that you would minister to her right now. Lord, we ask for a divine visitation, a supernatural ministry of your life and strength and healing power to flow into this body, that she would be restored and made every whit whole. But for the praise and glory of your name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, come, Lord, come. Lord, we come on the merits of your blood. Lord, we don't look at ourselves. We just look at you, Lord Jesus. You loved us so much that you died for us. You shed your precious blood for us that we could come to the fullness and receive of your fullness, Lord. So I pray, O God, for the fullness of healing. The fullness of healing, O God, would flow into this vessel from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. That you would bless her and restore her, O God. And every need would be met in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would just come and visit this temple, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Come, my Jesus.
Praise
come,
you, Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for that work, oh God. Lord, that new work in her, Lord. That you would just flow into this vessel, oh God. The healing virtue of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said, by your stripes we are healed, and we receive that. Lord, every need, every situation to be met in you right now by the authority of Jesus Christ. Be made whole and be made well. Lord, we speak healing to this body in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the answer. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you know exactly what the need is. Lord, you know exactly what the need is. Lord, you know the cry of this heart, and we're in agreement together. And you said in your word, if two shall agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done. So we believe you, Lord. We take you at your word for healing virtue to enter this body. Oh, Holy Spirit, let the power of the Holy Spirit enter him right now, and let him be made whole from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord, we thank you for touching our brother in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anoint you with oil in Jesus' name. Come to this vessel, Lord. Come to this temple, O God. Lord, we just bring it to you right now for your divine touch. Your divine touch will be ministered to her. That you would restore her, Lord. That you would make her every whit whole, Lord. That you would receive praise and glory. That men would magnify and glorify your name. Lord, we ask for healing by the authority of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We speak healing to this body. Be made well and be restored. Function properly in every aspect. Every sickness, every disease, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that you're going to work and you're going to make her everyone whole. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. Lord, we anoint him with the oil, Lord. And we pray that you would minister, O God. That you would minister, Lord. Oh God, let this vessel be filled with your healing power. Lord, oh Jesus, let him experience the fullness of who you are and what you are. And Lord, we come on the merits of your blood. We come on the merits of what you accomplished on Calvary, that you will make him every whit whole. We speak healing to you in the name of Jesus. Be made whole by the authority of Jesus Christ, by the authority of the blood of Jesus. Be made well, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we come right now. Lord, we pray that you would just minister life and healing. Life and healing from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Life and healing. Renew and make whole by the authority of Jesus Christ. By that authority, we speak healing to you in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you, that you might be made whole, be made well, be made whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, we pray that you would just touch and make whole. Lord, you know the need. You know the need. You know the need, Father. And we come and asking you in faith, believing, O God, that every need would be met in Jesus Christ. Lord, that she would be made whole, that men would know that you are God and praise you and worship you. Be healed by the authority of Jesus Christ. Be healed by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and be made whole. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we're thankful, Lord. It's not,
It's not on the merits of ourselves that we come, but Lord, we come simply by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lay hands on our brother by that authority. Lord, you said by your stripes we were healed. And now, Lord, we claim that for our brother, the healing virtue from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that he would be restored and made whole, that you would be praised and magnified and glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hello. You may be seated. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, these didn't get prayed for?
Andre.
Hallelujah, Pastor. We anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ, the mighty working blood. And Lord, we claim that for this dear sister right now, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, that your blood would just come and make whole, Lord, that you would restore, that you would fill, oh God, that you would meet every need in the name of Jesus. And by the authority of Jesus, we claim it for her, and we speak healing, we speak life to her in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the answer, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If I could just close with a little story, and it's something that I have so appreciated. Story about a little girl who was shopping with her mother in the Walmart, or what we used to call the five. How many remember the five and dime stores? The older folk remember the five and dime. Well, you know, we have dollar stores in Walmart, but the little girl was shopping with her mother. And as they were checking out, the little girl saw a set of pearls. And her eyes got big, and she looked at those pearls, and she said, "Mommy, can I have those pearls?" Well, her mother was not so quick to buy her everything, and she picked up the pearls and looked at them. It was $3.95. And she said, "Well, sweetheart, we'll see how much money you have in your piggy bank when we get home, and we'll see if we'll be able to buy them." And when they got home, they opened her piggy bank. She had a dollar in change, and Mom said, "Well, you know, your birthday's coming up, and Grandma always gives you a dollar, and if you do some extra chores around the house, I think we'll be able to get those pearls." And sure enough, within a very short time, she got those set of pearls, and she loved those pearls. Those pearls were so special to her. She wore them everywhere. She wore them to day school, you know, to preschool. She wore them to Sunday school. She just had them on all the time. The only time she didn't wear the pearls is when she took a bath, because it made her neck turn green. You can tell how expensive they were. Well, it was the custom of the house for the father to pray with his daughter and to read a story to her. And so one night when he got done reading the story, before he prayed, he looked at her. He said, "Sweetheart, do you love your daddy?" And she said, "Daddy, I love you." He said, "Do you really love your daddy?" She said, "Daddy, I really love you." He said, "If you really love your daddy, give me those pearls." "Daddy, not my pearls. Not my pearls, Daddy. You can have anything else in you. Daddy, you can have one of my horsies. And in fact, Daddy, you can have two of the horsies. They're special to me. You can have them." And Dad said, "No, sweetie, I don't want your horsies. Come and let's pray." It was a few days later, once again, he had read the story and he was about to pray. He said, "Sweetheart, do you love your daddy?" She said, "Daddy, you know I love you." "Well, do you really love Daddy?" He said, "Daddy, I really love you." "Well, if you really love Daddy, give me your pearls." "Daddy, not my pearls, not my pearls. You can have the new dolly that that Grandma gave to me for my birthday, that one, that special one. You can have her." And Daddy said, "Sweetheart, that's all right. Daddy doesn't want your dolly. Come, let's pray." The next night when he walked into the room, he saw his little girl sitting on her bed. She had her hands folded and her knees and legs folded, and there were tears coming down her cheeks. And he was concerned. He said, "Sweetheart, what's wrong? What's the matter?" She didn't say anything at first and didn't do anything. He said, "Sweetheart, what's wrong?" Finally, she reached out her little hand, and she had a set of pearls that she loved so much, and she said, "Daddy, these are for you." As her father went to reach for those pearls, he put his hand in his pocket. He took out a black velvet box. He hit the clasp, it opened, and there was a genuine set of pearls. As he took the five and dime, the Walmart pearls, out of that little girl's hand, he placed within her hand the genuine pearls. And our Father in heaven wants to do the same thing in our lives. He's waiting for you to give up the five and dime, the worldly stuff, the stuff that's holding you back, that he can give you the genuine pearl of great price, that you can know Jesus. He wants to open the windows of heaven upon our lives. He wants to minister and bless us, but he's waiting for us to give to him that which is holding us back. Will you bow your heads with me? Will you ask the Holy Spirit right now, "Lord, what is it in my life that's holding me back? What am I not willing to give up? A job, a career, money, a house, a relationship, a boyfriend, a girlfriend? What is it? What's holding you back from experiencing the pearl of great price? What's holding you back from allowing the Spirit of God to fill you in a greater way than ever before?" As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, let the Spirit of God speak to you. Let the Spirit of God talk to you right now. And let him minister to you. He wants to draw you deeper. He wants to draw you closer to himself. He wants to bless you far beyond anything that you can imagine. But he's waiting. He's waiting for you to say, "Here, Lord, take it. Take this relationship. Take this job. Take this house. Take this car. Take this boy. Take this girl. Lord, I'm giving it to you because I want all that you have for me." Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, speaking so tenderly, "Give me thy heart." Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus. Now, I know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us individually. Is there something that binds us? Is there some habit or a little sin? Something that we're not willing to give to the Lord? Well, let's bring it to him tonight. Let's bring it under the blood. He's able to cleanse us from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. He wants to make us his very own people. He wants to pour his blessing into our lives. His power in the blood. And so you talk to him. Talk to him. "Lord, I long to be perfectly whole. I want you forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol. Cast out every foe. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Lord, you see us. Father sees. And he made provision for me. Oh, thank you for your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Show me the things of which I am unconscious. Lay now thy finger now upon my heart. Whisper to me, thy blessed Holy Spirit. Show me what grieves thee, that it may depart. Thy blood was shed to cleanse from sin, Lord Jesus. Thy risen life transforms the old to new. I take my stand upon thy word of promise. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's take our hymn books and pray together. Number 384. I'd like us to, if we can, to go to our knees, and we'll just make this our prayer, and our closing prayer. If you want to stay in your seats, that's okay, but if you can go to your knees, let's just go to our knees and just pray this right to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly saved.